Leviticus 26, 3 to 12. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season, the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you, for I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. Allow me to again read the first verses. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you these things. And he lists the things that he will give us. Let us remember the signs of the rewards, and us following the commandments and statutes of the Lord talks about the fruit of holiness, which we use to cooperate. This is the fruit of holiness we produce to cooperate then with the holiness of the Lord, and he has promised to give us these rewards. We will remember the signs of and the rewards, which Apostle Arkady has given us, has listed out, by which we need to examine ourselves as to whether we are cooperating the grown by us fruit of holiness with the holiness of God, presented in his commandments, in his word. The first sign of the reward is the Lord God will walk among or in the midst of our camp to deliver us and to deliver our enemies into our hands. The second sign of the reward, the Lord will give rain for our land in its season, and our land will yield its produce. The third sign, the Lord God will give us the opportunity and the ability to eat our bread to the full and to dwell in our land safely. Fourth sign of the reward, the Lord God will give peace in our land. We will lay down to sleep and none will make us afraid, because he will rid our land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through our land, and our enemies will fall by the sword before us. The fifth sign of the reward, the Lord God will look on us favorably and will make us fruitful and will multiply us. The sixth sign of the reward, the Lord God will be firm in his covenant with us and will set his tabernacle among us, and his soul will not abhor us. And the seventh sign of the reward, the Lord God will walk among us and be our God, and we will be his people. We shortly already looked at the first two signs of the reward, and we will look at the third shortly. The third sign by which we need to examine ourselves as to whether we are cooperating the grown by us fruit of holiness with the holiness of God, so that we can receive the right to the power to demonstrate brotherly love within our faith, is that the Lord God will give us the opportunity and the ability to eat our bread to the full and to dwell in our land safely. Again, this third sign of the reward that we will have from God, if we will cooperate our fruit of holiness, which we have grown with the holiness of God, that's presented in his word and his commandments, is the Lord will give us the opportunity and the ability to eat our bread to the full and to dwell in our land safely. Let's look at another place of scripture that will be able to shed some light in this manner. Psalm 33, 18 through 22. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. He will deliver our soul from death and to keep us alive in the time of famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. And the psalmist says further, he begins to talk about how his soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. This phrase, Apostle Arkady writes, let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you, indicates the fact that David knows the way you need to turn the favor of God in his mercy upon yourself. The essence of the given principle by which God is able to turn his mercy upon us consists in our trust upon him. And so where it says, let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, his mercy will correspond to the trust we have upon God. We trust upon him and his word. And so the essence of the given principle by which God is able to turn his mercy upon us consists in our trust upon him. And so the measure or level of our trust upon God will also be the same level or measure of mercy that the Lord will show us. And as we see, the first part of the promise in the third component is that we will eat our bread to the full. Therefore, the trust upon God and upon his word that is concealed within our heart is the bread of life that we will eat to the full by confessing our trust. This is the fruit of our mouth, Proverbs 18:20-21. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Trust upon God and upon his word, consisting of the bread of life, in the form of the preached to us word, will quench our spiritual thirst and our hunger, and will make our spirit strong. Isaiah 26:3-4. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Again, trust. Trust will nourish us and will put us in a position or atmosphere of peace. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yahweh the Lord is everlasting strength. Right now we will sing a psalm, and we will thank the Lord that we have the bread and we have protection from God and safety. We see this trust that's within our heart. This trust is demonstrated when we confess this word. One small thing for this word to become trust in us, we need this word to live within this temple that we are in. And this happens when we honor God with our tithes and our offerings. The scriptures say, bring your tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. When we come to this place, upon this place there's bread, but this bread is not in the format of trust, it's in the format of hope. That's all this building can give me, and that person who is over me, he can give me only hope. You can be with hope and starve to death. We are nourished when we begin to confess the word of God within the temple of our body. And so when the anointed of God speaks in this temple, all he could pass on to us is hope into a heart that is ready, so that this hope in the form of the foundation or base would be within our heart. And so that this word would work, we need to honor God with our tithes and our offerings. But we don't stop there. We now, within the temple of our body, begin to confess this hope in the form of trust. In the format of trust, we confess with our mouth the words we hear from the anointed of God. It is only giving us hope, but the word we receive and now confess, it is now trust. And that format of trust, this is what nourishes us, and this word that is trust is what can put us into the perfect and perfect peace into safety. And so we are not in with a strong spirit and are not in a good place if we don't have any trust upon God. With trust, we are nourished with the spiritual bread, and we are in a perfect peace and in safety. We will right now honor God with our tithes and our offerings, and we say, Lord, we do this so that we have trust within our heart, and we together will confess. This means that we have trust, and so we together are in perfect peace with the Lord, and we will not ever starve. Let us stand up and worship before the Lord.
Yeah.
allow me to remind us that every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings in the tabernacle of Moses, in the temple of Solomon, they were required, as a command from Moses, which God gave him, they needed to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they were faithful to for thousands of years, where the same Israel connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree, we will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.